Thank you all for coming here this evening. It's an interesting thing that when one has an intimate group, then there are certain intimate feelings that could be delivered at the same time that one is involved in giving over the shmooze that one wants to give. In the Shir Lamalos that we've been saying and that we're going to say now as well, Shmira is mentioned 6 times. Shmira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's guardianship, safeguarding of the Jewish people. And one says also, we're familiar with the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Im Hashem lo yishmor ir, if Hashem doesn't guard the city, shav shaka shomer, for nothing is the shomer attempting to safeguard the city. Because the truth is this, all Shmira comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it's there, it works. If Chas V'Shalom it isn't, then we see what happens too. Just driving in today in the cab, I heard, for example, that 13 Golani soldiers have died. Now, that's a huge lack of Shmira. So to the person who says, war is, this is war. And it's true, this is war. But we see as well that in this week's Sedra, when 12,000 soldiers went out to fight, so Chazal tells us that in the pasuk that deals with it, so in Bamidbar Rabbah, the pasuk says as follows: "Vayader Bar Moshe la'am le'mor heicholzu me'itchem anoshim la'tzava." You have to prepare men for the army to fight against Midian. For you al Midian, lasseis nikmas Hashem b'Midian, and these people are going to fight in order to give the nikama against Midian. Hashem sends them out. There's no question there's going to be victory in battle. After all, this is a war that Hashem has told the Jews to fight against Midian. Elef lamata, l'chol matos Yisrael tishlechu latzavah. There's going to be 1,000 from each tribe, 1,000 from each tribe, and it's repeated a third time. By Yimashu me'alfa Yisrael, elef lamata. Another 1,000 from each tribe. Shneimasar elef chalutzei tzava. There are going to be 12,000 men going into battle. And Chazal tell us in Bamidbar Rabbah that it just wasn't those 12,000. And it's mentioned elef lamata 3 times. It's 36,000. But only 12,000 went into fight. 12,000 stayed to be Shomer Kalim. This was the home front. They were in charge of the home front, looking after all of the material things that were left. And another 12,000, each one for Tadavin, Litfila, for each person. Can you imagine this? Here's a Rav Eliyashiv mentions, Zatzal, that here is a battle that is going, Hashem says it should be, and it is. There's going to, of course, be success. And yet, each and every single person needed someone to daven for him. And that davening was able to be successful, and no one died. Lo nifka mimenu ish. No person died. So, for those of us who say, war is war. What do you want? That's what happens. Lav dafka. When the shmir is there, it can be that people don't die. So we have to keep this in mind, because this is the struggle, being able to look at everything around us with eyes of basar, eyes of flesh, that we have eyes of flesh, but we have to be able to have a supervision, to look beyond the eyes of flesh and be guided by Chazal to really understand what is the underlying motive or what is the underlying foundation of everything that occurs. And this is very, very, very important piece. for those people who say to us, Mayahanu Rabbanin, like, what do we need these people sitting in the Beis Medrash for? On the contrary, they should be in the army. So we say to them, folks, this is, just get it straight, this is the army. And that's why it's incumbent upon us, especially when you get down there, a huge responsibility to redouble, we'll mention it again and again, redouble our efforts to be able to learn better, to be able to daven better, for the people who are out there risking their physical lives at this time. As Rabbi Yashiv mentions at the end of this piece that he speaks about, of Elif Lamata, Elif Lamata, he says, can we really say at the end, Shesh Yodenu Lo Shafchu Es Hadam Hazet? Do we really learn better, daven better, so we can say Yodenu? It's not our hands. Lo Shafchu, our hands didn't spill their blood. We did everything possible to give the Shmira over. It's a very, very strong word. Very, very strong word. So for a moment, let us say La Metzeach for the, you know, for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, and continue with the Shmira, because there's no question that the Shmira is needed. Shila Malo says, so ain't I ever hardy, may I in your voice read? Ezri, mayim Adonai, I say Shemayim Boreh. Al Yitem Amot Raglecho, Al Yonum Shemrecho. Imei lo yanum velo yishon, Shomer Yisroel. In the fifth day of the Hayom, it says at the end of the Mizmor, Lu Ami Shomeyali, if only my nation would listen to me, Yisrael Bidrochai Yalecha. We say this every Yom Chamishi. If Yisrael, if you would go in my way, Kimat, in a moment, Kimat, Aivehem Achnia, I would subdue their enemies, the Al Tzareim Oshiv Yadi, and I would place my hand on all those who make life difficult, who try to torment us. It all is really, again, in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no chiddush to that, but it's something that when we remember it, and we're davening in remembering it, it's certainly something that helps to see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will certainly give us the shmira that we need. Yesterday's haftarah. They will fight against you, but they will not be successful. I'm with you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Shmir is there, it's a different situation. When you have the Chumash in Devarim, Parshas Ekev, Kisarmer Bilvavcha, when a person says, this is the Yidden going into Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Magoyim Ha'elu Mimeni, there are just so many of them. How can I drive them out? Lo siri mehem. Don't be afraid. Zocher tisko es ha-she'osu Hashem lekech lefaru lechol Mitzrayim. Just remember well what Paro did in Mitzrayim. Hamasos Hagdolos Asheru Einecha Faosus Amosin Vahayadacha Zakov Azron to Yashu Siacha Hashem Lekecha Kenya Se Hashem Lekecha Lechol Ha'amim Asherata Yore Mipnehim. The Makos is Ruin to you. Yad Chazak is Ruin to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there and able, should we, when we are Zoicha, to be able to give us the Shmira necessary. Al Saras Mifneim, don't be broken in front of them. Ki Hashem Alekecha B'Kirbecha Keil Godol V'Nara. That is the way it is. When a person has the Emunah Shleimah. Now the fact is, we are in a struggle. The struggle is a struggle with everybody around us. When everybody speaks in terms, an ode to the Iron Dome. Thank God there's an Iron Dome. Listen, don't misunderstand. You know, I'm not speaking against the Iron Dome. But what happens is that people forget the Yad Hashem behind everything. And we have to be the broadcasters. We have to be able to say, yes, yes, it's all true. It's wonderful. And Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. But where do you think the whole ideas came from? Where do you think everything comes from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a popular idea. And the fact is, we can broadcast to ourselves. If we could be able to see that we don't become influenced by what we read and what we see, especially during the Bein HaZmanim, when we're out there, that's a major thing. Nobody has to get on a street corner and has to stand in a shul and be able to broadcast. However, we broadcast to ourselves that l'chol ha'pachos, we should be able not to be harmed in this type of thing. Now, I give you an idea of when there is, what is a problem sometimes with a lack of Shmira. The Gemara in Gittin speaks about the siege that was placed around Yerushalayim. And things became very difficult. There were three Ashirim who were willing and ready to be able to give enough food and enough wood to be able to cook the food and everything necessary to outlast the siege for 3 years, for 21 years. 21 years. So what happened? The Biyonim, these are the zealots, they said, they argued with the Chachamim, with the Rabbanim, and they said, we want to go and fight. Because after all, they said, the Ben Yehoyada explains, we have a lot of Torah learning going on in Yerushalayim. Although there's a problem with the Romans and all that, they're outside, we're inside, what are we doing? We're learning Torah. And the promise is, HaKol Kol Yaakov Yadayim Yadei Esav. When the coal is the coal of Yaakov, we don't have to be afraid of the Yadayim of Esav. So let's go out and fight them. There's no problem. The Rabbanim said, no, lo mistaya milsa. It's not going to happen. You will not. If you go out to fight the Biryonim, not going to happen. So what did the Biryonim do? Since they had this, they were at odds with the Chama. They went and they burned all the stores of food and all the stores of the wood and all that. In other words, large silos, large granaries, large everything, burned them all down. And then the people started to starve, and the rest we have is mentioned in the Gemara in Gittin. But the fact is, what was wrong? Why is it that the Chachamim disagree? After all, it's true. HaKol Kol Yaakov, Yadayim Yadei Esav. Don't worry about the Yadayim Yadei Esav if you have the Kol Kol Yaakov. The Chacham said to them like this, Kaven de'ika loshen hara, lo yoel limed ha'tayreh shehu b'loshen. Since there is loshen hara, what it does is it weakens the divrei Torah. Yes, you're learning Torah, but it's not the type of Kol Yaakov that's going to win over the Romans. Not going to happen. And because we're not going to have the Shmir, we're not going to have the Siyata Dishmaya from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So that's a major thing too. Yes, we're doing, you know, we're doing the right things, but are we doing them right? That's the show. So here's the Chacham said, no, you're not. So it's not going to be able to work. And unfortunately, it didn't work in that respect for them. But we, Baruch Hashem, as the our Chacham say over and over again, the words of the Chacham are meant for the Bnei Torah, because we're the ones who do understand. Now, when we see Baruch Hashem, we have a fighting force. We have the other armaments that we have. That's similar to the Teva in the time of Noah. And we have to understand it. Why is it that a Kaddish Baruch Hu asked Noah to make a Teva? So Rashi gives us one reason, 120 years he's working on a Teva, maybe people will do tshuva. But besides that, why else? The Ramban, you know, explains essentially, and he doesn't say these words, but he does say the concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have levitated everybody. If he wanted Noach and his family and the animals to be able to exist, he could just have brought them up, but all of a sudden they just went up right into the air. And here they would be. It would be raining. The water would be boiling below them. But they would be living, and that's it. What's the purpose of the Teva? And really, when you think of it, the Teva really can't really handle for a year all the food and all the waste and for the eight people and all the animals who are on board. But the fact is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mimayit the Nes. That's what happens. He gives us Bechira, and he reduces the miracle by giving us other options. So people could say, well, listen, so no. Most people, when they think about it, and Noach took everybody into the Teva, and they lasted out for a year, and then they came out, etc., etc. And that's what happened. This is something that we understand, because we're using not just the eyes of Basar, but we're using the supervision directed by our Chachamim to be able to understand what goes on. And that's exactly the way it happens now within whatever's there. So we understand that the address for everything for us is going to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu at all times. Now, when Rav David Cohn, the Rosh Hashiva of Hebron, was here, so it bears repeating, he said a beautiful words from Rav Shach. And he said, Rav Shach asked the question that when we leave the Beis Medrash, we say, Moda ani lefanecha Hashem Elokai v'lokei avasai, shesam techelke miyoshvei Beis HaMedrash v'losam techelke miyoshvei Kronos, shani mashkim v'hei mashkim. I get up and other people get up too. Ani mashkim with Divrei Torah and the other people are involved in Devorim B'Talim. Ani amel v'hei mamelim. I'm working, they're working, I toil, they toil. But I toil and I receive schar, they don't. And we understand the pshat and schar may also be like the Chofetz Chaim says, that even if we don't complete an inyan, it's not lahavd like a shoemaker, if you don't finish the shoes, or if you don't finish the project, wherever the project is, that you just don't get anything. On the contrary, our project is process. And the process is what a Kaddish Baruch Hu rewards us with. Fine, but that's Torah. And then he ends off in saying, Ani ratz v'heim ratzim. Ani ratz l'chayel mabo, heim ratzim l'beir shachas. So says Rav Shach, listen, when a person leaves the Beis Medrash and he's confronted with all of what's going out outside and all of the Yetzirahs and all of the distractions, would it not be better to make a tefillah like the first tefillah? When a person walks into the Beis Medrash in the morning, he asks the Kaddish Baruch Hu, please the Kaddish Baruch Hu, that there shouldn't be, I shouldn't have a Devar Takova. I don't want to have a stumbling block in the Beis Medrash. I don't want to stumble over Halacha, and I don't want to say that something which is Tameh is really Tahor, and if it's Tahor, it's Tameh, or if it's Mutter, it's us or Mutter. I don't want to say that. And I don't want my friends to laugh at me, and I don't want to laugh at them, and then incur the wrath of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Please Hashem, help me. Wouldn't that be better to say when we go outside, and therefore ask for Hashem's help? And Rav Shach said, one of the best protective approaches that a person can have when he goes outside is to know who he is, and know what the rules of life are, and know what's major. And when a person understands that, and he knows who he is, v'yigbo libo b'darchei Hashem, then his heart is strong in being able to follow the Darche Hashem, and there's no question about it. And that's when we go out during the Zmanim and Beina Zmanim, when we understand who we are and what's awaiting for us, and that, as we say, what awaits for us is not just an Olam Haba. A person can have his Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. When Yidden used to leave each other, when Talmid Chachamim left each other, they said, the Olam Ha Tira B'chayecha, may you have your Olam Haba in your lifetime. We should not wait till we pass on to have Olam Haba. We want Olam Haba now. What does that mean? Not chas v'shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the schar that's awaiting for our mitzvahs here instead of there. God forbid, nobody wants that. But what is Olam Haba? It's dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's walking down the street and being able to say, Shivis Hashem L'negdi Sama. It's another way of saying, Ein Od Muvano. It's another way about thinking about Hashem. It's another way about thinking about the conflict that's happening in Gaza, but within terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every time, every second, if something happens to a person, thank you, God. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. He walks along the whole day thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he's thinking Torah, and he's reviewing Torah, and somebody sees him, he says, how are you doing? Let me share our Torah with you. How long is the trip from here to Bari Bar-Ilan. Well, it's about five Prakim of the Mishnayos. That's what it is. I'm reviewing five. It's about a daf of Gemara. Maybe it's three daf of Gemara. That's what it is between here and Bar-Ilan. Nobody cares about how many blocks it is. It's going to take me 15 minutes to get there. Who cares about that? But the idea is, how much can I rechazer? How much of a Torah mensch can I be all the time? And when that is it, that I am so busy. You know, they say, sur me'rav aseh tov. You know, stay away from evil. Do good. And the Siva Shalom says, be so involved in doing good that that doesn't give you the time or the space or the desire to do anything that's not appropriate. That's it. We should be generating inward, 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 broadcasting inward, 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 all these things that nothing gets to us. It's the best armament. We don't have to go around saying how bad this is and how bad that is. Forget about it. Waste of time. The Yetzer Hara enjoys that. The more time we spend telling how things are so bad out there, it's a waste of time. What is important to us is let us emphasize who we are, what we are, what we have, and be involved with it at all times, especially at this time. We have to hear all the time. We hear a newspaper, or we see hear some type of news coming through. We understand. Eilav arechav, eilav asusim, achnachnu v'shem Hashem elokeinu nizkir, heimakaru nafal, anachnu kamnis Hashem hoshia. That's the key to us at all times. When we see these things, they trigger certain things. And believe me, when this happens, we generate that type of shmirah that goes out, that saves people's lives on the battlefield. You know, the idea, the Yetzer Hara says, come on, you don't believe that, do you? And the answer is, yes, we do. We just don't believe it. We know it. How do you know it? Because our Chazal have told it to us over and over and over. And you see clearly, here you have a battle. 12,000 people going into battle. Not one of them is injured or killed. How can it be? It can be. Because they had their people davening one-on-one for them. It's interesting. Rav Shach says, Rav Yashiv says, in our times, in the type of battles, we should only have 10-on-1 because of our situation. Not one-on-one. We should have 10-on-1. The more we have, okay. Let me share with you in the next few minutes a Gemara that has to do. You'll understand when we get there. It has to do with the Churban, but it is reminiscent of current times as well. Unculus wanted to become a ger. Unculus was the nephew of Titus, who destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and did terrible things, and Titus was dead by that time. So using Ov, a method of witchcraft or sorcery, he went ahead and he brought up the spirit. There's no soul to deal with, but there's a spirit of Titus. And he says to see Titus, who is Choshev in the world to come? So they say, he says, Yisrael is. He says, what about my get becoming a ger? He says to them, they have too much to do, 613 mitzvahs. You won't be able to do this. This is the Unculus that we have on the side of the Chumash. You know, she says to them, you won't be able to do it. He says, go instead, make war, and you will become great. When you make war against the Jews, you become great. Dechsiv, hayut sareha l'rosh. Her enemies become great. They become heads. Kol ha-metzel Yisrael nasir rosh. Anyone who fights against and gives sire to the Jewish people, he becomes a Rosh. So Amalei, Dina Dahu Gavri B'mai, what do you get? What's your punishment in Gehenna? So he says, my punishment is B'mai Deposik, what I asked should happen to me. Every day, spiritually, he's cremated. However it works, I don't know. But he's cremated. His ashes, spiritual ashes, are spread over the world, he says, over the seven seas, and then they are gathered and then reburned the next day and spread and gathered and reburned. You can imagine it still has, we're talking, this process still goes on for Titus, for the terrible thing that he did. Notice, Kol Hametzel Yisrael Nasir Rosh, any little non-entity who starts up with the Jewish people, he becomes a Rosh. There was a man, his name was Adolf Schickelgruber. He became a Rosh. If you looked at him, very, very strange type of fellow, especially in the type of description of what he wanted to describe would be the perfect type of person. He certainly didn't fit that, but he became Yasser Arafat Yimach Shemo. He's a nothing. All of a sudden he became Haman, a nothing. See the Gemara in Megillah, and he becomes a something. Why? Kol Ameitzer Yisrael Nach. And why? Because Kol Poel Hashem L'maneu V'gam Rosh L'yom Ra'ah. When a Kaddish Baruch Hu lets, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And the bigger Kiddush Hashem is it. And at the same time, when the process is going on before the fall, then Godel Hasaras Tabas Mimem Ches Neviim and Zion Nevios. The fact was that when that ring came off of Achashverosh's finger and it went on to Haman's, it did more for the Jewish people in shaking them up than 48 Neviim and 7 Neviyas. Of course, there were many thousands more, but those are the main Neviim and Neviyas that we have. So the fact is that Kaddish Baruch Hu has his way of doing things. I'm not going to go into more, but you see, there are people out there against us who HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables them to do what they're able, what they're doing for reasons of Kiddush Hashem. We just have to work to the best of our ability to see to it, Baruch Hu, Yitzh Hashem, that we have the schusim to merit that type of shmira. Reb Chaim Friedlander speaks about the 3 weeks. Short and clear. I saw part of it was in the newsletter, the Kollel newsletter. I think that the Rav mentioned it in his message. He may have mentioned it in the name of, who was it? Yeah, Rabbi Brim. And that goes as this. Over every day we daven, Yishalayim Mircha Brachamim Tashu, Esenach Davi, that means Mashiach. Please, Hashem, return to Yerushalayim. Please, Hashem, send us Mashiach. Please, Hashem, Sechzenu Einenu B'shuv Cholitzion, we want to see you return. Here is the time, says Reb Chaim Friedlander and Reb Brim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want us in particular to have the best Kavanah we can possibly have now. This is the 3 week period. This is the time of major Chilul Hashem. And therefore, our desire is that there should be Kiddush Hashem. In 6 weeks, Elul begins. In 10 weeks is Rosh Hashanah. Ha Melech. Listen, we have to have self-respect. How can we ask for a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Ha Melech, please Hashem, be there. Give us a good psak and all that when we know ourselves that when, so to speak, a Kaddish Baruch Hu needed us at the time to remove the Chilul Hashem and do everything possible to make a change, that we neglected to work on our kavanah at that time. We're not asking, he's not asking us, according to Reb Chaim Friedlander and Le Marshall, we're not asking for another tefillah that we should make necessarily for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and the return of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim. We're not asking something new. We're just saying, let's be serious at this time. There's some people who are davening Tikkun Chatzos. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, and there's nothing wrong with that either. But the fact is, we're saying that the davening that we are doing in benching as well, let us have in mind and work on the kavanah so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fuel, you know, so that we can come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a good feeling during this time. There, Avas Chinam is another approach that we emphasize our involvement with other people to cancel out the sinus chinim that led to the tsaris that we have. And all this in Yitzhak Hashem will enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to give us the Yeshua b'mheira v'yameinu. The Gemara in Saita says, it's a brice in Saita, al mi lanu lishayin, when things get rough, and who can we find our? Where do we find our support? Alavina Shabbat. And the more that we can be able to put that into our psyche at all times, Amilan Alisha, on whom can we rely? Alavina Shabbat Shemayim, Mitzvah Hashem, Kain Yehi Ratzon.